So let's begin with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times.
Deyata om mune mune mahamunaye soha. Deyata om mune mune mahamunaye soha. Deyata om mune mune mahamunaye soha.
And now Medicine Buddha's
verse of praise and mantra.
Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha lapis light.
Deyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Deyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Deyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Deyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Deyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Deyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Deyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha.
Now the four immeasurables.
May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. We have the two mantras. So we start with the mantra for Chenrei Sik, the Buddha of Great Compassion. But we'll read his verse of praise first. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrei Sik, all seeing one, I prostrate.
So if it's possible, so please, you know, all my friend here, you can I state before you, if you can visualize, Chere is, you know, inseparable with His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Not something solid, it's like form of light, image, or should be like form of light, or three-dimensional form of light, space before you. So then we will do mantra three. We will do three times, then stop. Then we'll do three more times. But generally speaking, that the light or nectar that flows from the genus body is usually white. Generally speaking, it's a white light. And some case, you know, it could be in some case. Then it could be red too. Could be red, you know, if you visualize, particularly if you visualize genesis into. Well, usually you visualize genesis in the crown chakra, not the throat chakra. In some cases, then you visualize genesis in the throat chakra, so then the light or nectar flows from that, so it's like the red. In this case, just visualize the white hollow light emitted from genesis body. Then touch onto your crown chakra, so then why we recite the mantra, so then blessing flow through the hollow light as like milk. Then feel inside your body. So that's the kind of visualization we do while we are chanting the mantra. So the first one, also there are six-syllable mantra, it's called mantra of compassion. It's called six-syllable mantra. The first three sets of mantra we are going to chant. So then while we are chanting the mantra, please visualize that any complication in our life, any kind of complication that causes by being arrogant or like being as a pride or arrogant, I mean negative, you know, arrogant and pride. Any complication that causes by that, between friends, between relationship, within the family, within the workplace, so then visualize that, you know, any kind of complication or problem that causes by, you know, being pride, being arrogant, you know, completely purify. So then you generate strong regret. Now you realize arrogant is not part of the healthy mind. It's like unhealthy mind. So then you like voluntarily, deliberately make some kind of commitment, you know, next like a few minutes, so I'm not going to be pride or arrogant. So the mantra itself is the like mantra, recitation of the mantra or chanting of the mantra itself is called power of antidote. So based on all the complications that are caused by being pride, arrogant, so then you generate strong regret, not guilt, nothing good comes out of that. So the generate strong regret. So then chant the mantras, so then nectar flows from Genesi, which is inseparable with His Holiness Dalai Lama. Fill your body, completely purify all this problem, completely purifies. So then make some kind of voluntary commitments from now on. I'll be more mindful, make sure that I don't get arrogant, or don't look, make sure I don't look down somebody else or someone else. Based on my position, my education, my title, whatever the reason might be, okay? So then it's going to be meditation. Huh? So then keep that in mind. So, and also, six-syllable mantra can be practiced with six paramita, six professions. The first one, syllable is a profession. The first recitation is like the profession of generosity, practice of generosity. Okay? If you can also think about that, six paramita. Okay? So then Venerable Hamula will lead the chant. So we visualize, after the chant, we pause a little bit and visualize the nectar flows from Genesis body. You're completely purified. Okay, one light point.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
So now, second round of chanting three times the compassion mantra. Any complications that we experience, we already experienced in the past, experiencing now, probably going to experience in the future if we are not being mindful. All the complication of problem caused by jealousy. Also another kind of unhealthy mind that makes you unhealthy physically, mentally, makes you unhealthy. Then what that means? That means it is hard to develop positive mindset, how to rejoice other people positive deep because you get jealous. Jealousy obscures you to rejoice other people positive deeds, other people achievement because you get jealous. Then the result of the jealousy is like, that you are not able to enjoy, not able to generate positive thought. Okay, so then visualize same thing. Hollow light, images from jealousy heart, touch into your crown chakra, blessing flow through there as a like milk. Completely fill your body, purify all the problem that caused by jealousy. So then mantra itself is going to be the power of antidote. So then generate strong regret, not guilt, strong regret. From now on that you're going to be very mindful not to get jealous, because fear of your own happiness is not good for you. It is not good. Bottom line, it's not good for you. Then, of course, if it's not good for you, then it's not good for others. It's not good for your friends. It's not good for your family. It's not good for your people, your co-worker, all of it. It's not good for the society. It's not good for the whole world. It's not good. So then, if you can combine that with the second parameter, ethic, morality, so watching your mind, guarding your mind, guarding your speech, guarding your physical action, that's what's called morality. So not just that, so then helping others, that's also type of morality. Then reciting mantras, doing practice, that's also another type of morality. So from now on, try to be mindful. So make sure any circumstance, so that I myself make sure that I don't get jealous. Instead, I'm trying to rejoice other people's positive deeds, other people's achievements. If you really want healthy mind, so then that's the way to go. Okay? So now a second.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani.
Oh, yeah. So now the third recitation of the compassion mantra. Same visualization. Okay, I'm not going to repeat the same visualization method flows through the hollow light, images from Jesus' heart. Then through your crown chakras, the blessing flows through the hollow light, form of liquid, white liquid like milk. So in this case now, doubt is obstacles. Achieve any kind of goal, whether that's based on mundane level or spiritual levels, having a doubt any technique or any method that eventually leads you to achieve the goal. So then having so much doubt is the obstacle. It's the obstacle. So begin with yourself. Not believing in yourself, that's the main obstacle to achieve anything in life. Not having a faith in yourself. Believing is not the right word, but not convinced that you possess a Buddha nature, because blah blah blah, then you have so many reasons, you know, so I'm not good enough, I'm not qualified, I'm this, I'm that, you know, there's all kind of reasons that you like, all kind of reasons. So then you doubt, that you don't think that you don't think that you can enlighten. You don't think that you can enlighten. You don't think that you can change what we believe. So I'm not good enough. You know, my life is not good, and so that's what we believe. You know, so many negative. These are all ignorance. So all ignorance. Not understanding that your life is not precious, meaningful, difficult to find, easy to lose. Any moment, it could slip through your hand by doing nothing, just being pessimistic all the time. Meanwhile, you lose this precious human life. This life, the very life that you possess is like a boat, sailboat. You could cross, but you decide not to cross, and you don't believe that your disc can cross. So much doubt. So it's very, very important in order to succeed in any level, mundane level, spiritual level, you have to have faith in yourself. How's about this? I lied yesterday. You can purify. You can be more mindful next time. You don't have to lie all the time. You know? Just stuck with your past actions. Not able to move on because there's not enough faith in yourself. So there's, because of so much doubt, different doubt you have, negative doubt. So the doubts obscure you to achieve your goal in mundane level, spiritual level. So, if you want to go to Washington D.C., so if you have a lot of doubt on the roads that lead to Washington D.C., so they become obstacles to get to Washington D.C. Similar. There's some doubt. Tabardola, K.H.M. T.H.M. Tornadoda. First obstacles. Doesn't want to go. That's the first obstacle, that you are never going to get Washington D.C. because you don't have will to go. That's the first obstacle. Second, even if you are on the road, you are going, you are driving on the wrong road, it's not going to lead to Washington D.C., it's going to probably lead to Florida. Wrong road. Second obstacle. So then having a doubt on the road, very road that you are driving on, it becomes an obstacle for you to reach to Washington D.C. Same thing. First, doesn't want to do anything. We have no will to do anything. Meanwhile, it's very complications, very clear. Caused by arrogant, pride, jealous, very clear. It's like, it's crystal clear, but you have no will to do anything. And maybe you believe that's part of your life, which is ignorance. It's not part of your life. Yourself and your action, they are two separate things. It's not one. You and your actions is one, then there's no hope. There's no hope. No matter what you do, there's no hope. Mm-hmm. We need to understand very clearly that first action is concerned, we can purify them. We can purify them. The same, but like dirty dish, the dirty is not inseparable from the dish, otherwise you are never able to clean the dish. Because it's one. It's not one. You can clean them. Same thing. Your mind can be clean. It's not inseparable with the negative things. Then there's no hope. So there's the second, third recitation of the Mani Mantra. Just visualize all the visualizations I mentioned earlier and do the visualizations. So then completely purify all the negative doubts towards your own self. So then technique, the methods that will not lead you, that will help you to achieve something, then you are also full of doubt. All that doubt, okay, completely purify. So then out of six paramita, the third paramita is like perfection of patience. It's very necessary. Patience is very necessary. Otherwise, if there's no patience, life will fill with anger. So then, no peace at all. No peace. Zero. Zero peace. So that's why the patience, third parameter, practice of patience. This is important, okay, if you can think of that. Okay, so now, we chant the mantra.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
So now the fourth, right? Fourth recitation. So they basically need to visualize that complications, also complications, confusions. That's caused by ignorance. The fundamental confusion here, the fundamental confusion is not knowing like other... so it's kind of funny, but you know, it's not really funny. It's kind of... Yeah, we say all the time, I'm not happy, I'm dreaming, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, or I don't get along with this person or that, and I disagree with this and that, you know, so I agree with this and that, I like this, I don't like that, not that, I. We have ideas, but we don't have clear clue. What do you say? Oh, yeah, it's I. That's like refers to the fundamental confusions. How you define yourself? How you define yourself? Self that was so irritated, self that was so upset, or self that was so excited, self that was so down, how you define that, how you identify that self, how you define. Now here we are talking about, not just talking about ignorance in general, we are now talking about fundamental ignorance and confusions. How you define self. It's good to meditate once in a while. Maybe we are missing something very important and not meditating on and not trying to figure out how to define self. Maybe so much that's been built on the concept of self. We don't know how to define. The sutra of King of Samadhi. That's what's called Sutra of King of Samadhi. Sutra of King of Samadhi. Or like as in Sanskrit, I don't say like Sutra of Samadhi Raj or something like that. Sutra Samadhi Raj. Yamachkeva Thagi Sutra Tes. Magicians. I'm quoting the sutras. So this sutra, after that statement from Nagarjuna, after that statement from Shantideva, this all educate us how to define self way before you get so irritated. How to define self. Sutra of King of Samadhi, in that sutra, or thing is that you have to do, what it says, Jumachyava Thagi Sutra Tes. Musicians create things, figures. Musicians create things, create. What kind of things the musician create? Could be elephant, could be horse. Chariot. How is it? Chariot. Yeah, chariot. These are just examples. Doesn't have to be horse or elephant or chariot. It can be anything. It can be chocolate cookie. It can be cheesecake. It can be anything. No, these are just examples. Basically, magicians create illusions. What you see is illusions. That's what you see is illusion. You much have a thug in suit of the Tata Lambo, Shindanaso chest, horse, elephant, chariot, etc., etc., of anything. You much have a thug in suit, Juma, illusions. Then Juma means like illusionist, create illusions. What you see, illusions. Whatever you see doesn't exist at all, doesn't exist. Likewise, everything doesn't exist exactly the way you perceive. Everything else doesn't exist exactly where you perceive, that includes self. The self, there's very much, how is it, the self, your idea of self is very much as tied with your appearances, idea of your appearances. Is my time with that. Jumachava Pagya Sutra de Tata Lambo Shindana Soja Telachidana Kayamas. Illusionists create illusions. What do you see? Illusions. Reality, this thing doesn't exist at all. Doesn't exist the way you see it. Similarly, everything else that includes self doesn't exist exactly where you perceive as it exists. What is that? That's called illusions. This is called illusions. Then the statement goes on. She's a permission in Melanlas. A young woman is a young woman having a dream. Dreaming that she is having a son. The dream. So then again, second part of dream for their son is died. So now that young woman is having mixed feelings. First, joy, dreaming of having a son. Then in the text it mentions son, but doesn't have to be a son. Child. Joy. The second, sadness, losing their child. Chidashunim, chida permission, nalamnas, pavojunji, shiva tetan, junigas, shinigan. When you awake, you just dream. When you awake, it's just dream. But you went through this experience, joy and sadness. When you awake, you just dream. Likewise, everything else. Shunan Pamjaya Tishin Shavaji. Likewise, you should understand everything's like that. You were so excited, very happy in your dream that you have a child. At the same time, in your dream, the child was died and you are very sad. Meaning you awake, there's nothing. Likewise, everything should be perceived like that. That's what Shakyamuni Buddha said in the King of Sutra of Samadhi. So then the statement goes on and on. Do you want me to carry on or just stop? You know, so in order to meditate, you have to have some knowledge that they guide you how to meditate. At night, reflection of the moon in the clear lake. Where you see the reflections, you see that reflection in clear, still lake. You see the reflections in the clear, still lake. In reality, that reflection of the moon that looks exactly like a moon, but actually it's not moon. That's not moon. Likewise, everything else that you experience in life. Buddha encouraged us to see everything like that. Summertime, middle of the day, Siddha soaking in my chitinas. Someone's very thirsty from looking for water, just walking, looking for water. Then see the mirage as a water, see the seeing mirage as a water. But there's no water. It's just mirage. It's no water. Likewise, everything, Chananta meditation, you know. So I'll stop here. So, so then what Shantideva said? My hair is not me. My hair is not me. My teeth is not me. My nail, that's not me. Then you go through every part of your body. You go through that. Now, what happened? In the end, what happened? You don't see anything. Maybe that's the best way of seeing something. Not seeing anything. Not seeing anything is not, there are not, no need to be scared. Matomani pawatamba, not seeing is the best way of seeing. So now this, all this idea of the concrete, solid, absolute, independent is dissolved. So that's, you know, that this kind of meditation will help. This kind of meditation will help. To subdue or maybe eradicate the fundamental confusions. That's the basic one. Fundamental confusions. That is good. If I can learn, I've said this many times. Definitely, you can learn. Why not? If I can get enlightened, you can get enlightened, why not? If I can learn, you can learn, why not? Does this require some effort? Yeah, every knowledge requires effort, you know. Every knowledge that you have is the result of effort. Then if that effort will become joyful effort, oh, happy to do. Oh, that's something very important to do. I'm happy to do. Oh, even better. Even better. Even better. Oh, happy to chant Mani Mantra. That's such a wonderful thing to do. You know, it makes my life physically, mentally healthy. That's something very good. My healthy mind, my healthy life is important for my family, my friends, my communities, you know, my society. Well, if you are a happy person, then there will be a ripple of, you know, positive impact on other beings. So much has been said, but you know, I'm still not able to go to the Nagarjuna statement, maybe next year. So, that's how you guide yourself into meditation, into figuring out how to define self, so that you rely on, you know, the master who's already been done there, and not just done, and done it very well. So then you rely on their teachings, and then you guide yourself that, you know, then meditate. Nava appearance is the perceptions. Whatever there's perceiving nature of that is empty. Nava sim tomba. Sim is the mind that perceive or interact or correspond with the things. The nature of that mind is empty. Empty. Oh, like that. Okay, so then we will chant the mantra. So whatever knowledge you have, own like true truth, conventional truth, particular ultimate truth, any knowledge that you have, so then bring that up, then trying to visualize that the nectar flows from Genesis heart and through the hollow light, form of milk or liquid like milk. So then completely purify that, so can purify that. So then from now on, I will try to be mindful. Each time when I say I, I'm not going to observe, I'm going to just pause and analyze what I miss myself. Or I'm treated very badly, I was looked down, or just pause and meditate. If it's possible, just to pause a bit. But meditate doesn't mean you have to sit down, you just think, start to think. You can be standing, just think. I just so upset, define, identify. You don't need to just sit down. If you are in gathering of the people, it's like kind of like inconvenient, just sitting down and all of a sudden immediately sit down in meditation position in the middle of all these people. So that's probably not convenient. Think. Define yourself. So then you do that one time, two times, three times, then you become better and better and better, become easier and easier. So then chant now fourth round of mantra.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Out of six paramita, so then like joyful effort, not just effort, joyful effort. It requires some effort, you can do it. It requires some effort. It won't become automatic. It requires some effort, you just need to push a little bit and need to think and motivate, you know. Wow. Feeling of amazement doesn't pops up for no reason. It could rise if you put some effort. Same like satisfaction. We do get joy, pleasure or happiness, whatever you call, through five senses, looking at something nice. Color, shape, or hearing some sound, but the problems, not satisfied. That's the problem. That's the big problem, not satisfied. Satisfaction is a part of the mental quality. It's not like doing things over and over again. That's not how you're going to satisfy. Satisfaction is part of the mental qualities. Yeah, life is good. No, it's good. No, if you start to complain, it will never end. It never ends. This is the beginning of time. It's not going to end now. It's not going to end in the future. The people always have something to complain. Always have something to complain. It will never end. Satisfaction is part of mental qualities. You compare yourself. Don't think you are the only one. Compare yourself. It's important. Otherwise, dissatisfaction brings all kind of problems, that is important. Chokshe, that's how you say it in Tibetan. Chokshe. Oh, it's good. is good. Two nights ago, I listened to some BBC news. So they are talking about teaching person who cannot see. They're teaching them how to identify object or color through that some like a dolphin or maybe some fish in the, I think a dolphin. So they make this noise, high-pitched noise. That's how they communicate. So now they're teaching them tap, 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 tap. The three times simultaneously, tap, 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 that means white. Tap, 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 that means something, for example, something like that. It means red. They're teaching them how to identify objects. I was in my bedroom, so it's like light or true stuff. All of a sudden I realized, and all of a sudden it kind of shook me up like, oh, now I cannot see it because it's dark. Doesn't mean that I can see, no, I can see. I'm like, that's like, wow, I felt like, isn't this great that you can see? I feel very, like I said, emotionally very, feel very bad for people who cannot see. So now here, someone can see very clearly. How much joy? Zero. No joy. There's no joy. There's zero. There's no joy. There's not any substance. There's not any value you see in seeing. No, zero. Do you see any substance or any value of seeing things? No, zero. You could get some joy if you think. You could get some joy just able to see. You know, so it's not like that we have nothing to be joyful about. No, no, we have so many things to be joyful, but we decide not to. We choose to complain. We choose not to. I think like we talk about joy. We talk about like what is it? Chill. How is it? Chill. Chill out. Our way of chilling out is not really chilling out. We need to learn other way to chill out, to be joy. You could do. 100% you could do. 100% you are qualified to do, you can do. Just need to put some effort. Just need to motivate. Otherwise, complaining will never end, it will never ever end. We don't see any value in hearing, seeing, smelling. Ability to swallow. Some people can't swallow at all. Something. Do we get any joy? No. That's like mundane level or spiritual level. We don't get any joy. You are not amazed that you know how to say Om Mani Padme Hum. Are you amazed? Are you ever amazed that you can say Om Mani Padme Hum? No, probably no. Spiritual practice, we don't get satisfaction. Mundane things, we don't get satisfaction. But you could. I could, you could, we all could get satisfactions. If we think properly, we could get satisfactions. It's very, very important, very important. Okay, so, now time is over, so time is pretty much over. So, all my friends, including Vishy Gerard, myself, what we can do, we can try. That's all we can do. Without losing our faith into yourself. Don't ever think that you cannot do. Don't ever think that you cannot get enlightened. That's ignorance. Ignorance. Now you do what you can do, then you do it well. It's all about qualities. It's all about qualities. So now there's a lot of people. The number of people, Yeah, you could get a lot of satisfactions. No need to go anywhere, just stay in your home. You can get a lot of satisfaction doing your practice. You can get a lot of satisfaction doing your practice. No need to go anywhere. Or rather, you shouldn't go. You can go. You can go wherever you want to go. But important things to realize is the satisfaction is a part of the mental quality. It's not like part of doing things again and again. But that's not how you achieve satisfaction. Very important to feel fortunate, feel precious, feel fortunate, feel precious, feel fortunate. Recognize that you possess Buddha nature. Recognize that you can achieve enlightenment. These things are important to remember in daily basis. But to remember daily basis. Okay, so then see the same thing in other people. Their life is precious too. Their life is also important, precious, meaningful. Not just your life. They also possess Buddha nature. More positive thought throughout the day, your life will be better off. More negative thought, then you need to think twice. Negative thought, not good. It's not just religious business. If your life is the sake of your happiness, it's the sake of your happiness, you need to think something positive. So that's what meditation is all about, thinking something positive. So you get immense benefit. Just think negative, you don't get any benefit at all. Or your life will be more difficult. More positive thing, your life will be better off. Good for your friends, good for your family, good for your partner, good for the society, good for the whole world. Then dream that you are doing something for the betterment of humanity. You are doing something good. Okay? Yeah, so with that, so stop here. So then please, I'm trying every single day, I'm trying. And all my friends here, you come here and please do the same thing. Then we could make some progress. Slowly, some progress. Little by little. Okay? So then now, Venerable Alhamdulillah will do the dedication. So then have a wonderful Sunday. So then see you next Sunday. And people from Patagonia, and children, thank you very much for translating. Thank you very much. How do children? Where the children disappear? Oh, right there. Okay. So not seeing doesn't mean it's not there. Seeing. You don't see it doesn't mean it's not there, it's there. Because of your ignorance, you don't see. Or maybe you are looking in the wrong direction. Then you are so quick to say, oh, it's not there. You are so quick to say, it's not there. Okay, so thank you very much. Oh, yeah.
Let's read the dedication verse from Master Shantideva. And while we recite this, you please think about those on the prayer list, especially Geshe Tenley, lives in a car accident. He's having surgery today, so if you could just keep sending positive thoughts.
Oh, yeah, very good, wonderful.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those found be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now a long life prayer for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. And then the long life prayer for Sarah J. Kenson Rinpoche Jitsun Losam Delek, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then the long life prayer for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche, you who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And of course, for the long life, happy, healthy lives of Geshe Gelug and Geshe Sampo. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Well, yeah, thank you so very much. So, well, have a wonderful Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Geshe.
Oh, yeah, thank you.